I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The nation with the record for most COVID cases in 24 hours is no longer the United States. It's India. This second coronavirus wave is devastating India's healthcare system. Mission India's Eric Morsad tells us.
Hospitals are critically low on oxygen. On top of that, major cities are seeing hospitals putting up to two people per bed as they deal with COVID. And a lot of hospitals are now turning away patients. We've heard reports of partners driving hours. One partner drove 20 hours to take a loved one to a hospital because they had an open bed.
Mission India's partners are distributing emergency relief kits with food and hygiene items to families in need of hope. Along with the aid, these believers are also telling them about the lasting hope in Jesus. You can be part of the rescue, both physical and spiritual. Just go to missionnews.org. And if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you know it's not enough to simply read God's Word. You have to apply it to your life, too. Wycliffe USA's Chris Gassler says the Ethno Arts team is global, working hand in hand with communities that just received Scripture. They help believers find creative ways to express truth from God's Word in whatever form that takes.
Communities are experts in their own arts, right? And we're trying to encourage them to use their local expressions. A lot of times this job is giving people permission because a lot of people have looked at the Western world and said, oh, that's how you do church. That's how you do Christianity. Really, I'm there to say, no, you can be yourself.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
If you get down to the way people express themselves, arts are really at our core.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.